Are all deaths a form of suicide? So, does that mean that all deaths are sort of a form of suicide?
That would be one way of stating it, since everything that you experience comes about because of the balance of your thought, and no one else can think your thoughts or offer your vibration, then everything that happens in your experience, including that which you term your physical death, is self-inflicted. Most do not decide to die. They just do not decide to continue to live.
Well, Abraham, how do you feel about those who do decide to die and then commit what we call suicide?
It makes no difference whether the thought you are thinking is one you have deliberately chosen to focus upon, or whether you're merely lazily observing something and therefore thinking the thought. You're still thinking the thought, you're still offering the vibration, and you're still reaping the manifestational result of the thought. So you are always creating your own reality, whether you are doing it purposefully or not. There are those who seek to control your behavior for many different reasons, who even wish to control your behavior regarding your own personal experience. But their frustration level is great because they have no way of controlling others, and every attempt at that control is futile, wasted effort. And so many are uncomfortable with the idea of someone deliberately removing themselves from this physical experience by way of suicide. But we want you to understand that even if you do that, you do not cease to exist. And whether you depart this physical experience by way of deliberate suicide or by way of not deliberate release, the eternal being that you are continues to be and looks back on the physical experience you've just left behind only with love and appreciation for the experience. There are those who are filled with so much hatred as they live in their physical experience that the chronic pinching off from source and well-being is the reason for their death. There are those who simply no longer find interesting reasons to focus and remain, who turn their attention to the non-physical, and that is the reason for their death. And there are those who have not come to understand energy or thought or alignment, who desperately want to feel good and can find no way of stopping the chronic pain they have lived for so long, that they deliberately choose to reemerge back into non-physical. But in any case, you are eternal beings who once refocused into the non-physical become whole and renewed and completely aligned with who you really are.
So, doesn't that mean then that we each get to choose to some degree how long we're going to live in each life experience?
You come forth intending to live and joyfully expand. When you disregard your guidance system, continuing to find thoughts that disallow your connection to your source, you diminish your connection to your replenishing source energy stream, and without that support, you wither.